Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include New York. Practitioners from all over the world join World Falun Dafa Day celebrations. Missouri State Legislature condemns forced organ harvesting in China. Belated news. Imprisoned man, tortured for his faith, dies months after being released on medical parole. Minghui sharing articles boost my cultivation. New York. 5,000 practitioners take part in character formation event on Governor's Island. And Falun Dafa changes lives for the better. Now for the stories.
New York. Practitioners from all over the world join World Falun Dafa Day celebrations. More than 10,000 Falun Dafa practitioners from over 50 countries held a series of activities in New York City last week, celebrating the 27th World Falun Dafa Day. The activities included a grand parade, group exercises, a character formation, and an experience-sharing conference. Practitioners from various countries and cultural backgrounds shared their cultivation stories. Isabel said that in today's society, many couples become separated or divorced, and family structure is often out of balance. As a mother and wife, her family members have a great relationship with one another, and she believes that this is because she practices Falun Gong. In this chaotic society, Falun Gong taught her children the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and Isabel feels this is very important. She said, "Cultivation has helped me become mature. I am very happy to be here so that I can tell people about the benefits that Falun Gong has blessed me with over the years." Isabel is also glad to have a chance to expose the persecution of Falun Gong. She said that New Yorkers and the entire world should know about the persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting in China. She believes that Falun Gong benefits all of mankind and that it is very sad that the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting practitioners and misleading the Chinese people. She said, "I hope that they will stop listening to the Chinese Communist Party's lies about Falun Gong." Ruth from Switzerland was excited to participate in the grand parade and said, "I feel really good. I feel an incredible, powerful energy field. It's wonderful to be here in New York. Along with practitioners from around the world, I've come to New York to tell everyone about Falun Gong and our peaceful resistance," Ruth said. Ruth always looked for something spiritual, and 22 years ago, her son introduced her to Falun Gong. She has felt happy practicing ever since. Ruth and Ursula, another Swiss practitioner, have been holding events at a famous tourist spot in Luzern for the last 5 years to tell people about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. Ursula said, "I have learned a lot by organizing these events and talking to tourists. I feel that Chinese tourists' attitudes have begun to change. The tourists from mainland China used to avoid us in the beginning. Now they are open to us and I can talk to them. But unfortunately, many Chinese people are still deceived by the Chinese Communist Party and have misunderstandings about Falun Gong. This is really sad." Ursula hopes that the Chinese people can open their hearts and see the true situation. "We are not against China. We just want to tell people about the persecution of Falun Gong."
Missouri State Legislature condemns forced organ harvesting in China. Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 6 was voted on by the Missouri House of Representatives on May 15, 2019, and the resolution was officially passed by the Missouri State Legislature. SCR 6 calls on the Chinese government to end the practice of organ harvesting from prisoners, as well as prisoners of conscience, specifically Falun Gong prisoners of conscience. "This is an important issue, and I'm glad that I could help," said Senator Dave Schatz, who not only voted for the resolution on the floor and in the Senate Rules Committee, but also dedicated one of his weekly newsletters to the topic of forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong and other prisoners of conscience in China. The resolution cites a 600-page investigative report which estimates that China has been performing 60,000 to 100,000 transplants each year without a formal donation system. It also indicated that China's dramatic rise in organ transplants correlated with the start of the persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. SCR6 also calls for the Chinese government to end the persecution of Falun Gong and release all Falun Gong practitioners. Representative Lynn Morris sponsored the House version of this resolution and introduced SCR6 on the House floor. He said, "We are trying to educate not only the United States and Missourians, we are trying to educate the world about what's going on with people who practice Falun Gong in China." During the hearing for SCR6 by the House Homeland Security Committee on April 9th, Chairman Ron Hicks was moved by the testimony of victims of the persecution. "I'm speechless," he said, after listening to the testimony of a biology researcher from St. Louis who had survived brutal tortures and whose wife was tortured to death for practicing Falun Gong in China in 2003. Representative Hicks indicated that he thought the resolution was meaningful and would have a great impact. With sincere enthusiasm, he said, "This is what we, the government, are here for."
Belated news. Imprisoned man tortured for his faith dies months after being released on medical parole. Mr. Wang Jisheng, a resident of Xi County, Henan Province, was forced to move to a neighboring county after being repeatedly harassed by the police for not renouncing his faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual and meditation practice that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. He was arrested by officers from the Domestic Security Division in April 2014 and sentenced to prison. While serving prison time in Zhengzhou City, Henan Province, Mr. Wang was subjected to savage beatings, verbal abuse, and other mistreatment. The guards forced him to watch propaganda videos defaming Falun Gong. When he refused, the torture was escalated. Mr. Wang's health deteriorated as a result of the abuse. His condition worsened in early 2015, and he was carried by two inmates to the hospital. Only then was he released on medical parole. His son was given 7,000 yuan of hush money when he tried to hold the prison liable for his father's torture-induced health condition. Mr. Wang remained in a delirious state upon returning home. He also suffered from constant spasms. He passed away several months later on September 14, 2015. He was 63. Most of the practitioners imprisoned in the prison in Zhengzhou were beaten, tortured, and forced to watch propaganda videos attacking Falun Gong. Some were persecuted to death by the guards. Similar to Mr. Wang, Mr. Chen from Sanmenxia City was tortured to the verge of death before being released. He passed away in April 2011 at the age of 48. Mr. Li Shilu, a resident of Zhengzhou City, was sentenced to a 3-year prison term in March 2011. In the prison, his health deteriorated due to abuse, and he showed symptoms of diabetes. He died in the prison on March 9, 2012.
Minghui sharing articles boost my cultivation. I have practiced Falun Dafa for almost 20 years. I used to read the Minghui website only rarely, using the excuse of being too busy, and I felt that I should spend any free time I had studying the Fa or working on truth clarification projects. I also had a notion that since I was in New York with so many other practitioners around, my in-person interactions would be more useful than reading Minghui. About 6 years ago, I went through a period of being very sleepy while driving home from work. I usually listened to Master Li's Guangzhou lectures, but eventually found that I couldn't focus at all. I couldn't stand ordinary radio stations, so I wondered if there was some better way I could spend my time and avoid falling asleep. I had the idea to use a screen reader app on my smartphone to play Minghui Sharing articles in my car. I paid a few dollars to buy an enhanced voice that sounded somewhat natural. This was at the time of a China Huawei on Minghui. It was amazing. I remember the first night I tried it, I was in tears the whole way home. Those sharing articles gave me a huge boost in my cultivation, and I never again had a sleepy drive home. About 2 months ago, I noticed that no matter what type of article I listen to, it touches me deeply. Every day, there is always something that boosts my cultivation. Usually, it's other practitioners' pure motivation for saving sentient beings or ideas on how to do the three things better. Especially in this last year, the articles have focused a lot on the topic of looking within unconditionally, which has helped me expose many hidden attachments. This process has become a significant factor in my cultivation. Occasionally, there are sharings that help me find a way to eliminate an attachment. Several years ago, a Minghui sharing article helped me finally eliminate my attachment to lust that I had struggled with for 15 years. Minghui sharing articles seem to immediately bring out my enlightened side, and everything in my cultivation path makes sense. It doesn't matter if they are from veteran, beginner, or young practitioners, nor does the type of sharing matter. It's almost as if every day Minghui connects me with the one body of practitioners, and my role as a particle of Dafa becomes clear.
New York. 5,000 practitioners take part in character formation event on Governor's Island. About 5,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered on Governor's Island in New York on May 18th to form a giant Falun emblem and the Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, the core principles of Falun Dafa. This was part of a series of activities in New York to mark the 20th annual World Falun Dafa Day, celebrating Falun Dafa's introduction to the public in May 1992. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is a meditation system that consists of gentle exercises and emphasis on practitioners cultivating themselves according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. It is now practiced by over 100 million people in more than 100 countries. The Falun emblem is the symbol of Falun Dafa, encompassing the symbols of Buddhism, the Sri Vatsa, and Taoism, the yin-yang symbol. It is considered a miniature of the universe. The character formation activity was scheduled to take place from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., but the 5,000 practitioners involved were able to assemble both the Falun emblem and the three Chinese characters within 2 hours, according to General Coordinator Yi Rong. "We have had this idea for years, forming a Falun emblem by practitioners. It was great that about 10,000 practitioners attended the event of the past few days, so we were able to achieve this successfully. It was a result of our excellent cooperation," she explained. Another coordinator said that the day's successes was a manifestation of practitioners living by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said it could not have happened without the cooperation and endurance of everyone. The producer of the event said that the practitioners had to work closely together to form such a large Falun emblem. "One of the challenges was that practitioners had all different kinds of ideas. As we let go of our egos and instead complimented each other, the result turned out really well."
Falun Dafa changes lives for the better. It was a sunny day on May 15, 2019, as Falun Dafa practitioners from around the world gathered on Governor's Island in New York to demonstrate the exercises, promote the health benefits of the practice, and form a giant Falun emblem and the Chinese characters for truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Hundreds of practitioners from Europe demonstrated the 5 sets of peaceful exercises in Battery Park near the entrance to the ferry to Governor's Island. 11-year-old Nikita from Ukraine was busy giving out Falun Dafa pamphlets to passersby in the park. He said that practicing Falun Dafa was something he wanted to do and was not forced on him by his parents. "It gives a person a healthy body and improves one's spiritual world," Nikita said. "My father had heart disease, and a month after he picked up the practice, the disease went away. I know that a heart problem doesn't just go away. The principles also allow me to know how to become a better person." It's been 3 years since 27-year-old Nitzan from Israel first started practicing Falun Dafa. Before that, the young man couldn't find his purpose in life. He often smoked cigarettes, drank heavily, and beat up his younger brothers. He suffered a lot and even thought about becoming a monk. He was given a Falun Dafa flyer in Jerusalem, and it changed his life. "Before I practiced, my left shoulder hurt a lot for years. The pain disappeared the first time I did the exercises. Although it came back later, I believed Falun Dafa was a good practice," Nitzan said. The greatest change Nitzan experienced after practicing was a significant improvement in his relationships with his family members. "My interactions with my parents improved. My relationship with my brothers became much better. My parents are very grateful for Falun Dafa because of the changes they saw in me. They are proud of me and came to New York with me this time," he said. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.